It's really been a bloody week here in the city of Cape Town. At the weekend, 47 deaths between Saturday morning and Monday morning. 47 deaths in 48 hours. Yesterday, we spoke about 8 murders in 2 separate incidents in Khayelitsha. And then last night, 3 incidents of gun violence in the Belgravia area of Athlone. There was a shooting early morning on Thursday, a second during the middle of the day, and a third shooting incident last night at 9 p.m. Sharon Clarkson is the chairperson of the Athlone CPF. Good morning, Sharon. These separate shootings, are they somehow related?
Good morning, Lester. Yes, there is speculation that it is gang-related. The 2 were in the Belgravia area, and the 1 was in Bridgetown. The 1 last night was in Bridgetown. So there is a speculation that it is gang-related. It has not been confirmed as yet, but there seems to be a surge in a particular gang wanting to be sort of stamp the authority in the drug market, so to speak. So they're starting to infiltrate the areas.
And that gang is the Fancy Boys. We spoke last week monitoring transnational crime, and they brought out their gang report and saying that the Fancy Boys are making a move on the Cape Flats, shootings and moving in and muscling in on turf, and this is resulting in what appears to be all our gang war.
That is correct. It is definitely the Fancy Boys that are trying to make a sort of inroads in and around this area.
But we also saw shootings in Khayelitsha on Wednesday. 2 incidents claiming the life of 8 people. We seem to have gang violence that's spilling over between communities. One would think that Khayelitsha and Athlone would be somehow different based on demographics, but you argue that this is largely the same violence and the same organized crime that is spilling across communities in Cape Town.
That is correct, Lester. Even in Strandfontein over the weekend, there was also the Fancy Boys that went into a drug house and then assaulted or stabbed all of the occupants of that particular house and then just walked away as though they wanting to stamp the authority.
How do police even begin to monitor this particular wave of violence to do anything about it? Of course, it's not going to take a short-term intervention. It takes long-term investment to solving a gang and gun problem here in Cape Town. But speaking to the station commander there in Athlone, what is being done immediately?
Our station has increased their visibility within the Belgravia area, particularly with 6 guns already having been removed from the area. But it's an ongoing challenge. The layout of the area is not conducive for vehicles to move in and between the informal housing community that resides in the Belgravia area. So it's very, very difficult. But there has been a concentration on the Belgravia area over the last while.
Sharon Clarkson, really appreciate your time. Athlone CPF chairperson.